With the afternoon headlines for KGNU, I'm Lucy Haggard. The latest public health order for Colorado, mandating that workers at critical businesses wear personal protective equipment while on the job, takes effect today. Public Health Order 2026 follows an executive order of a similar nature that Governor Jared Polis signed into action last Friday. The mandate requires employees of essential businesses to wear face coverings and gloves, especially if they work in close contact with each other or with the general public. Employees who handle food also must wear masks, even if they do not closely interact with customers or other employees. The order encourages employers to support their workers by providing face coverings and making accommodations for people to continue some form of work, even if they cannot wear a face mask for whatever reason. Additionally, workers in long-term care facilities and non-resident visitors for those facilities must also wear masks. Non-healthcare employees should wear non-medical masks and use gloves in an efficient manner so as to leave medical-grade equipment for hospitals. Currently, Colorado is not over capacity for personal protective equipment, or PPE, but due to the urgency of the current situation, the state distributes new shipments of PPE to healthcare centers as soon as they arrive. Sarah Thunberg, director for the state's Innovation Response Team, emphasized in a press call today the difficulty of obtaining PPE in the first place, as states compete in bidding wars against one another, the federal government, and even other countries.
We are in an unprecedented time where we need more of this stuff than we've ever needed before because of the unique nature and incredible infectivity of the virus. And because it's global, the entire world needs more than we've ever needed before and all at the same time, which breaks down our usual emergency management strategies around sharing. It's with every state and every country needing the same things and more of it than we've ever had before, all at the same time. There's incredible competition, and it is very difficult.
The public health order is in place until May 17th, though it may be extended, changed, or revoked. Data on coronavirus-related deaths will soon paint a more accurate picture of the impact of COVID-19 on the state. Quote, probable deaths, deceased individuals who did not officially test positive for the virus but whose death certificate lists COVID-19 or a related cause, have not previously been included in data but will soon be. The Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment expects the statewide death count to rise by about 130 cases as a result of this change. Increases in targeted testing efforts will also result in higher COVID-19 case numbers, though experts estimate that statistics will continue to underestimate the number of cases occurring. Neither the increase in death data nor the increase in case data necessarily indicate changes in the virus's trend, but rather indicate more effective monitoring and reporting systems. Additionally, death data going forward will be registered in the state's database under the day the death occurred. So far, deaths have been counted based on the reported date, which may or may not be the same day as the death itself. You can find all of our coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as resources and information to help you navigate it, at kgnu.org. For KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, I'm Lucy Haggard.